Hello. Welcome to the Market Hall, Folk Under the Clock. My name is Mike Barker, and it's all down to this, right? This is the last, well, we can't call it the waltz, the last hurrah of the Market Hall as you see it today or tonight. Actually, all the stages and bleachers are being ripped out as we speak tonight after the show. So have a good look around, and if you feel like trashing the place during the concert, I didn't tell you that. <laughs> 24 years we've been promoting shows here, and I know many of you have been at shows over all those years, and Bob and Anna at the front row have probably been to every show. And we've had some incredible, as I mentioned, the Examiner, if the walls could speak in this place as it is now, we've had some incredible music in here and just a wealth of performers from Canada and all over the world. We started with Dougie McLean back in 1986 and really haven't looked back since. And we've had some incredible people here too helping us with shows. Everybody that helps with Folk Under the Clock, my wife Sonia, she's the mainstay behind a lot of this, and kind of keeps me going. And our daughter and Bronwyn basically grew up here. She was 2 years old when we started doing concerts here. She was scribbling things on the floor. People stepping over her when they came into Art Space. It was an amazing venue in those days. You know, if people remember that, it was only half theater and half art gallery, and it kind of evolved into this. What it's going to evolve into in a year's time, I don't know, but it looks pretty interesting. Hopefully we'll be here to see that. But as I say, we've had some great people. Dave and Liz Glover have been helping us right from day one. Brian and Lynn and Steve and Rob and Doreen and everybody associated with Folk Under the Clock. It's been, we're not packing it in. It's just the last show. It's kind of an anticlimactic, really, talking about it. But almost lost four words. Pretty emotional, really, being up here for this last show. In this space, it will be closed after tomorrow. Tomorrow night, there's a big fundraiser in here. I believe there are still tickets available for that. But then it will be closed. I think there's a rummage sale next Wednesday. You can buy all these wonderful tables and chairs and bits of the wall or something, of the roof. Maybe that beaver up on the roof is for sale or something. I don't know. But it's going to be hopefully a great new space when we come back in the year. It's probably 2011. I don't have any shows booked because I have no idea when it's going to be open, so bear with me. But we do have two great concerts coming up, and you've been listening to Kate Rusby, and there's a DVD playing in the lobby. Kate Rusby, it's taken a long time to bring her into Canada. The girl that couldn't fly, she finally found her wings and just had a baby in September too. So she'll be at Showplace March the 12th. Tickets are on sale, and their tickets is doing very well, by the way, too. So you know, make sure you don't miss that show. She'll be here with a trio. We also have the wonderful Oyster Band. Did anybody catch the Oyster Band here 2 years ago? Absolutely incredible band. Full Tilt, one of the finest folk rock bands you'll ever see. This is the 30th anniversary tour. There'll be a show place on April the 13th. So lots of great music coming up still, except we're moving down one block south. But I can't think of a finer musician to bring in tonight. Actually, I should mention a couple of things before I forget. And there's two people here I'd love to thank. They've been around for a long, long time and real stalwarts in the music here. One is John Muir on the sound. Big hand for John Muir. He's got an incredible set of ears. You know, he's got the fine-tuning balance down, and he's been with us for a long, long time. He's also the general manager of Trent Radio. He's also a famous U.S. naturalist, too. So thanks, John. And also one of the guys I should thank is Don White. Everybody turn around. And Don White's up on the lights. He's probably going to turn them off. Don does a lot of great things behind the scenes here and keeps this place ticking. It's not the people in the office that keep it going. It's Don White and John Muir, those kind of people that keep the place going. But I would like to thank Market Hall and their staff for keeping the place happening all these years. It is a real honor to bring back Martin Joseph. I can't think of a finer musician to kind of wrap this place up, so to speak. This is actually the third time Martin has played here for us, and his popularity kind of grows and grows. He's just an electrifying musician. So much thought goes into his music, and he's a real positive social activist and just a general incredible musician. He gives it 120% or whatever every night. It is a real pleasure to bring back all the way from Wales. He just was down in Washington last week digging through all that snow. Now he's up here. Would you welcome from Wales, Martin Joseph.